Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. This week, we've covered multifamily fundamentals. Why multifamily, property types, unit mix, and property classes. Today, we're wrapping up the week with multifamily market fundamentals. At CREI Partners, we've learned that market selection is the biggest driver of success, not just property quality. You can't out-operate a bad market. The best property in a bad market is still a bad investment. The best operator in an oversupplied market will still struggle. And the most aggressive value-add plan won't save you if demand is declining. Understanding market fundamentals, supply, demand, and rent growth is critical for identifying markets where your investment will perform well across economic cycles. Today, I'm going to share what we've learned about analyzing multifamily market fundamentals through experience and pattern recognition. Why market fundamentals matter? You can't out-operate a bad market. Market fundamentals determine whether your property will have strong occupancy, consistent rent growth, and increasing value over time, or whether you'll struggle with vacancy, stagnant rents, and declining value. You can execute a perfect value-add business plan, but if the market is oversupplied or demand is declining, your returns will suffer. You can't out-operate a bad market. Conversely, a mediocre property in a strong market can still generate solid returns because rising rents and strong demand cover operational inefficiencies. At CREI Partners, we spend significant time analyzing market fundamentals before we ever look at individual properties. We want to invest in markets where the fundamentals support our business plan and reduce our operational stress. The right market reduces stress. The wrong market compounds problems. The three core market fundamentals. There are three core market fundamentals you need to analyze: supply, demand, and rent growth. Supply is the number of multifamily units in the market and the rate at which new units are being added. Demand is the number of renters in the market and the rate at which demand is growing. Rent growth is the rate at which rents are increasing, which is driven by the balance between supply and demand. When demand exceeds supply, occupancy increases, vacancy decreases, and rents grow. When supply exceeds demand, occupancy decreases, vacancy increases, and rents stagnate or decline. Your goal is to invest in markets where demand is growing faster than supply, creating upward pressure on rents and occupancy. Analyzing supply. Oversupply is a slow bleed, not instant failure. Let's start with supply. Supply is the total number of multifamily units in the market and the rate at which new units are being added through new construction. Here's what we've learned. Oversupply is a slow bleed, not instant failure. When a market becomes oversupplied, it doesn't collapse overnight. Instead, occupancy slowly declines, rent growth stalls, concessions increase, and property values erode over time. And markets can take years to recover from overbuilding. We've seen markets where developers overbuilt in 2018 and 2019, and those markets are still absorbing excess supply in 2026. To analyze supply, you need to understand several metrics. First, total inventory. How many multifamily units are in the market? This gives you a sense of market size. Second, units under construction. How many units are currently being built? This tells you how much new supply is coming to market in the next 12 to 24 months. Third, units in the pipeline. How many units have been permitted or planned but not yet under construction? This tells you potential future supply. Fourth, deliveries. How many units were delivered in the past year? This tells you the recent rate of supply growth. And fifth, supply as a percentage of inventory. If a market has 50,000 units and 5,000 units under construction, that's 10% supply growth. That's very high and will create oversupply. As a general rule, if supply growth exceeds 3 to 5% of total inventory annually, the market is at risk of oversupply. If supply growth is below 2 to 3%, the market is likely undersupplied, which supports rent growth. At CREI Partners, we avoid markets with excessive supply growth. We've seen what happens when markets overbuild. Occupancy declines slowly, rent growth stalls, concessions increase, first 1 month free, then 2 months free. Property values decline, and it takes years to work through the excess supply. We prefer markets with moderate supply growth that's in line with demand growth. Analyzing demand. Job growth is the primary driver. Now let's talk about demand. Demand is driven by population growth, job growth, and household formation. But here's the key insight. Job growth is the primary driver, not population alone. People move to markets for jobs. Jobs create income. Income creates the ability to pay rent. Without job growth, population growth doesn't translate to housing demand. And not all growth is equal. Quality of jobs matters. A market adding 10,000 high-paying jobs in technology, healthcare, or professional services creates more housing demand than a market adding 10,000 low-paying retail or hospitality jobs. To analyze demand, you need to understand several metrics. First, job growth. Is employment growing, stable, or declining? Look at total job growth and job growth by industry. Diversified job growth is more stable than growth concentrated in a single industry. Second, population growth. Is the population growing, stable, or declining? Population growth creates demand for housing. Look at both historical growth and projected growth. Third, household formation. Are new households being formed? Household formation is the most direct driver of housing demand. Fourth, income growth. Are incomes rising? Income growth supports rent growth. If incomes are stagnant, renters can't afford rent increases. And fifth, in-migration versus out-migration. Are more people moving into the market than leaving? Positive net migration indicates strong demand. As a general rule, you want to invest in markets with positive job growth, positive population growth, strong household formation, rising incomes, and positive net migration. But remember, job growth is the primary driver. Population growth without job growth is a red flag. At CREI Partners, we focus on secondary markets in Texas, Alabama, and Louisiana that have strong job growth, diversified economies, and positive net migration. These markets have strong demand fundamentals that support rent growth and occupancy. The supply-demand balance. Imbalance creates pressure over time. The balance between supply and demand determines occupancy and absorption. But here's what's important to understand. Imbalance creates pressure over time, not overnight. When supply exceeds demand, occupancy doesn't drop from 95% to 85% in 1 month. It declines slowly, 95% to 94% to 93% to 92%. Rent growth slows from 5% to 3% to 1% to 0%. Concessions start appearing, and the pressure builds over time. Occupancy is the percentage of units that are leased. High occupancy indicates strong demand relative to supply. Low occupancy indicates weak demand or oversupply. Absorption is the rate at which new units are leased. If a market delivers 1,000 new units and absorbs 1,200 units in the same period, absorption exceeds deliveries, which supports rent growth. If absorption is only 800 units, the market is not absorbing new supply, which pressures rents and occupancy. To analyze the supply-demand balance, compare deliveries to absorption. If absorption exceeds deliveries, the market is healthy. If deliveries exceed absorption, the market is at risk of oversupply. At CREI Partners, we target markets with occupancy above 93 to 95% and absorption that meets or exceeds deliveries. These markets have healthy supply-demand balance that supports rent growth. Analyzing rent growth, sustainability over spikes. Rent growth is the ultimate outcome of the supply-demand balance. When demand exceeds supply, rents grow. When supply exceeds demand, rents stagnate or decline. But here's what we've learned. Focus on sustainability over spikes. Fast rent growth often attracts oversupply later. When a market experiences 10%, 15%, or 20% annual rent growth, developers notice. They start building. And 18 to 24 months later, all that new supply hits the market, creating oversupply and stalling rent growth. We prefer markets with consistent, sustainable rent growth of 3 to 5% annually over markets with volatile rent growth that spikes to 15% 1 year and drops to negative 2% the next year. At CREI Partners, we target markets with consistent rent growth of 3 to 5% annually. We avoid markets with volatile rent growth or markets where rent growth has spiked recently, because we know that fast growth often attracts oversupply later. Sustainable, consistent rent growth is more valuable than short-term spikes. Economic drivers. Diversification is protection in downturns. Market fundamentals are driven by economic fundamentals. You need to understand the economic drivers in your market. Here's the key insight. Diversification is protection in downturns. Single industry markets carry hidden risk. If a market's economy is heavily dependent on one industry, oil and gas, tourism, manufacturing, or a single large employer, that market is vulnerable to economic shocks. When that industry struggles, the entire market struggles. Diversified economies are more resilient. If one industry declines, others provide stability. At CREI Partners, we focus on markets with diversified economies, low unemployment, and positive economic outlooks. We avoid markets that are heavily dependent on a single industry or employer. For example, we invest in markets like Dallas-Fort Worth, Houston, Austin, Birmingham, and Baton Rouge. These markets have diversified economies with healthcare, education, government, technology, energy, and manufacturing. If one industry struggles, others provide stability. Single industry markets carry hidden risk. Diversification is protection in downturns. Submarket analysis. Microlocation matters more than macro market. Market level fundamentals are important, but submarket level fundamentals are even more important. Here's the key insight. Microlocation matters more than macro market. Same city, very different outcomes. A market like Dallas-Fort Worth has dozens of submarkets. Some submarkets have strong job growth, new development, good schools, and rising incomes. Other submarkets have declining employment, aging infrastructure, poor schools, and stagnant incomes. You can invest in the same metro area and have completely different outcomes based on submarket selection. At CREI Partners, we focus on submarkets with proximity to employment centers, good schools, low crime, rising incomes, and new infrastructure investment. These submarkets have strong fundamentals that support rent growth and tenant demand. Microlocation matters more than macro market. Same city, very different outcomes. Leading versus lagging indicators. Don't chase headlines. When analyzing market fundamentals, it's important to distinguish between leading and lagging indicators. Leading indicators predict future performance. They include job growth, population growth, new construction permits, corporate relocations, and infrastructure investment. Lagging indicators reflect past performance. They include rent growth, occupancy, and absorption. Here's the key insight. Don't chase headlines. By the time it looks obvious, it's often too late. When you see headlines about a market with 15% rent growth and 98% occupancy, that's lagging data. The market has already performed well. And often, that strong performance has already attracted developers who are building new supply. By the time you invest, the market may be peaking. You want to invest based on leading indicators, not lagging indicators. Look for markets with strong job growth, population growth, and corporate relocations, even if rent growth hasn't fully accelerated yet. You want to be early, not late. At CREI Partners, we focus on leading indicators. We look for markets with strong job growth, population growth, and corporate relocations, even if rent growth is still moderate. We want to invest before the market becomes obvious to everyone else. By the time it looks obvious, it's often too late. Red flags, capital preservation checklist. There are several red flags that should make you avoid a market. Think of this as a capital preservation checklist. And here's what's critical: stacking risks. One red flag might be manageable, but when you see multiple red flags stacking up, walk away. First, excessive supply growth. If supply growth exceeds 5% of inventory annually, the market is at risk of oversupply. Markets can take years to recover from overbuilding. Second, declining population or job growth. If population or employment is declining, demand is weakening. Third, negative net migration. If more people are leaving than arriving, demand is weak. Fourth, economic concentration. If the economy is heavily dependent on one industry or employer, the market is vulnerable to economic shocks. Single industry markets carry hidden risk. Fifth, declining incomes. If incomes are falling, renters can't afford rent increases. Sixth, high crime or declining neighborhoods. These markets have weak long-term fundamentals. And seventh, volatile rent growth. If rent growth has been highly volatile, the market may be driven by speculation rather than fundamentals. At CREI Partners, we avoid markets with these red flags. And we're especially cautious when we see multiple red flags stacking up. One red flag might be manageable. Multiple red flags stacking up is a signal to walk away. We're focused on capital preservation. We'd rather pass on a market than invest in a market with stacking risks. CREI Partners Market Selection. Discipline in avoiding bad markets. At CREI Partners, we focus on secondary markets in Texas, Alabama, and Louisiana. Our market selection is driven by discipline in avoiding bad markets, not chasing hot markets. We focus on markets with strong fundamentals, including positive job growth, diversified economies, positive net migration, rising incomes, moderate supply growth, consistent rent growth, and strong occupancy. We focus on consistency over short-term growth spikes. We'd rather invest in a market with consistent 4% annual rent growth over 10 years than a market with 15% rent growth 1 year and negative 5% the next. Our market selection is disciplined and data-driven. We invest in markets where the fundamentals support our business plan and where we have confidence in long-term performance. We're not chasing headlines. We're not chasing hot markets. We're investing in markets with strong, sustainable fundamentals. How to research market fundamentals? Data plus boots on the ground. So how do you research market fundamentals? The answer is data plus boots on the ground equals real insight. Data alone isn't enough. You need to visit the market, drive the submarkets, talk to brokers, property managers, and local investors. There's no substitute for boots on the ground. At CREI Partners, we use resources like CoStar, Yardie Matrix, Census Data, Bureau of Labor Statistics, and local market reports. But we also visit our markets regularly to stay connected to local conditions. Data plus boots on the ground equals real insight. Don't rely on data alone. Markets drive outcomes more than most investors realize. Let me close with this. Markets drive outcomes more than most investors realize. You can be a great operator, execute a perfect value-add plan, and have a strong property management team. But if you're in a bad market, oversupplied, declining demand, or economic concentration, you'll struggle. Market selection is the biggest driver of success. You can't out-operate a bad market. The right market reduces stress. Demand is strong. Occupancy is high. Rent growth is consistent. Your property performs well with moderate effort. The wrong market compounds problems. Demand is weak. Occupancy is declining. Rent growth is stagnant. You're constantly fighting to maintain performance. At CREI Partners, we spend significant time on market selection because we know markets drive outcomes. Market fundamentals, supply, demand, and rent growth determine whether your investment will perform well across economic cycles. Supply growth should be moderate. Excessive supply creates a slow bleed that can take years to recover. Demand is driven by job growth, which is the primary driver. Not all growth is equal. Quality of jobs matters. The supply-demand balance creates pressure over time, not overnight. Imbalances build slowly. Rent growth should be sustainable and consistent, not volatile. Fast growth often attracts oversupply later. Economic diversification is protection in downturns. Single industry markets carry hidden risk. Micro-location matters more than macro market. Same city, very different outcomes. Don't chase headlines. By the time it looks obvious, it's often too late. Red flags are a capital preservation checklist. Stacking risks are a signal to walk away. At CREI Partners, we focus on discipline in avoiding bad markets, not chasing hot markets. We focus on consistency over short-term growth spikes. Do your research, analyze the data, visit the markets, and invest in markets with strong fundamentals that support your business plan. The right market reduces stress. The wrong market compounds problems. Next week, we're diving into multifamily underwriting and financial analysis. We'll cover how to analyze income, expenses, NOI, cap rates, and returns. Thanks for listening. I'm CREI Colin. Let's keep building passive income together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free passive investor coaching program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.